Welcome to The Leadership Line, a podcast that covers everyday work issues from dealing with jerks at work to feeling burnt out. Tammy and Scott's experience, along with their different perspectives, help listeners grow, examine realistic options and alternatives, and identify those actionable solutions to the tough issues we face every day at work. So more and more people are saying no, and that they need to say no because they're out of capacity. How do you resolve that issue?
Fire them.
Oh, Scott, that's terrible. It is kind of like, though, that phrase is now the get out of jail free card. As soon as you say the capacity word, it's like, wow, right? And so, I mean, I think that is kind of the new excuse. Let me use that particular word.
And I think it's to me, it's this piece. I almost think it's the new, it's not my job.
Mm-hmm.
You know, before we would say, oh, it's not my job, or that's above my pay grade. And now we're saying, oh, I'm out of capacity.
That made it sound like, hey, I'm not supposed to be doing this. This is now, I know I'm supposed to be doing it, but you know, you're asking too much of me.
Yeah. Yeah. And so to me, what's so fascinating about it is, you know, a couple of weeks ago, I was talking with someone. They're like, oh, yeah, I'm just out of capacity. So I'm just stuck. And my response to them was, I mean, truly, if you are stuck and you're out of capacity, are you saying you are forfeiting the right to decide what you work on and when, and that you want your boss to say, do this now, then do that, then do that?
Oh, for heaven's sake, Scott, of course not. I mean, seriously.
But you can't have it both ways. If truly you're out of capacity, I get it. The reality is we're all out of capacity. There will be a time where you will hit capacity. That there's not enough time in the day to get everything done every day. Got it. So what are you going to do about it? How are you going to get results and get things done?
So Scott, I think in all honesty, that I love the fact that you're calling their bluff. Okay. But that is actually not what they're saying. What they're saying is, boss, I don't want to do this, or I don't have enough time to do this, or I don't prefer to do this. Now, I don't want to put motivation on it, but the last thing in the world is that they don't really want their boss to micromanage and make the decisions for them. You're literally saying, I'm going to call you on your BS. Yeah.
And again, let's be fair. Is everyone doing that? No. Okay. Now, of course, have I had staff come to me and say, I'm out of capacity. Here's what I have. Here is what I think my top three or four priorities are. Yes. And I think that is completely appropriate that we have that conversation and we move things around. Totally makes sense.
Well, I can tell you this. I just had a coaching client say the same thing to me. She said, I am out of capacity. I have too much going on. I don't have enough, I don't have enough time to do all the things my boss has asked me to do. And the thing that I said is, are you sure? And she was like, why are you asking me that? And I said, because before you go to your boss and you say to them, I'm out of capacity and, let's go through this prioritization, said, you had best be sure you are. Because if your boss is savvy, your boss is going to handle it, in a way that says, hey, let's go find that time. And what's so interesting is when I asked her that question, I think it really did sit her back in her seat because she was not expecting me to say that. She expected me to have compassion. And that seems to be the other word that we throw around a lot right now. I'm supposed to hug you and love on you and give you a lot of compassion. Don't get me wrong. I want to care about people. With that said, though, right? Before you complain, are you sure that you're out of capacity? Are you sure that you're spending time on the right things? Are you sure you don't have wasted excellence?
Yeah. And, you know, I think about it as someone said to me when I was talking with them about this, we were having a similar conversation, and they said, you know, part of me wants to ask them, are you busy? Are you purposeful? Or are you disorganized?
Oh, ouch.
Right. And I get it. And again, I think it sounds like we're being harsh and judgmental, and we are a little bit, because that's just who we are. And, well, and there's an element of, I think your question is spot on. How do you know truly you're out? And is it, hey, I'm feeling pressure and stress, and I need to take a moment and get things organized and get things in line so I can make a good decision? Am I just raising the flag and saying, yeah, I can't do that. I'm out of capacity. No, you're out of capacity for what you have. And before you say I'm out of capacity, how are you assessing what is that thing? And is that thing more important, a higher priority, a bigger impact, before you say no to that thing?
Well, and Scott, the piece around that is I really do expect a solid performer. I'm not even talking about, you know, a fantastic employee. I'm talking about a solid performer. I expect them to be a problem solver. And so let's say they sit down and they look and they're like, holy moly, I'm looking at all my work. And I'm estimating that I have 70 hours worth of work to do, and I have 60 hours to complete it. Okay. I don't expect them to say, oh, I'm out of capacity. I expect them to say, what can I do? What are my options? What are my alternatives? Because one of the things that I, you know, have experienced in my own life is as I've gone through my career, sometimes I did things that I wanted to do, not what my boss wanted me to do. Sometimes I did things that didn't need to be done at all, right? And sometimes I took longer to do something than I needed to, because it would have been just as good if I'd done that in an hour instead of 2 hours. And those were some of the learning lessons that I had to go through. And that's kind of what I expect a good employee to do. When I look at that, what are my options?
And I think there's maybe a different, little bit different language we need to start to use. So as you were saying this and you said, I'm doing something different than what my boss wants me to do, I almost think it's no, are you doing something different than you need to do?
Interesting.
Which could be something your boss wants. It could be what the organization needs. It could be what your customer wants. Any of those, because right, sometimes I wonder if people say, well, my boss wants me to do this. And that, right, they roll their eyes or whatever. And it's like, no. What do you need to do to get the results for your team, for the department, for the organization? Because that to me is, are you looking at things through the lens of, I need to accomplish this because this is something core that is going to deliver value to the organization?
Okay, Scott, you said something brilliant there. I hate to tell you that because your head's already so big. But with that said,
I get used to saying brilliant things.
Yeah, I know. It's just like all of a sudden, you know, your head's going to explode one of these days. But this piece is the thing that I think a lot of people do is they forget that the actions, the decisions, the work that you do needs to add value, okay? Add value to the organization, to the customer, right? To the thing that we exist for. And some people take action, makes themselves feel better. They do that thing because they get more comfortable.
Yeah. It's easier for them. I'm used to it. I'm, you know, this is what I've always done.
We have someone, Scott, that we've worked with who likes to double, triple, and quadruple check their work. And it's unnecessary, but it makes them feel comfortable. And you can hear someone who's doing something that makes themselves feel comfortable saying, I'm out of capacity. When in reality is they're spending their valuable time doing something that does not add value to the organization, to the customer, to the mission and vision of that organization.
And it isn't, and I would even go a step further and say, it isn't necessarily about, maybe it does add value. However, something else might add more.
Not enough in comparison when you weigh it. And that's that problem solving thing that I think any good employee, when they sit down and they say, I have this much time, what's the best use of my time that's going to add the most value? And yeah, that
but Tammy,
is
my boss micromanaged me. Yeah, but Tammy, my boss micromanaged me. Yeah, but.
Well, again, you want to hear my thing? When your boss is micromanaging you, why? Okay, just for a second, why? Is it because they're really a pain in the ass? Is it really because they're a terrible, horrible, no good boss? Is it because they are one of those managers that are just that everybody talks about? For a second, set that aside and just say, hey, maybe they're smart and intelligent. What are you possibly doing that makes that boss feel like they have to be on you all the time? Because sometimes when you're doing that stuff that's making you comfortable, it's just the opposite. When you roll your eyes and say, yeah, my boss doesn't want me to do that. It's like, hey, just for a moment, is it possible that that boss is trying to communicate that you're spending an awful lot of time on something that does not add value? And so when you come in and you say, I'm out of capacity, the boss is going to look at you and think, yep, you're out of capacity because you're not spending your time wisely.
And that wraps up this week's episode of The Leadership Line. As always, feel free to reach out to us in the emails provided in this podcast description box, and be sure to check out our upcoming episodes always announced on LinkedIn. Thanks for tuning in, and we'll see you next week.